tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's January 13th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The biggest news in the EV world really dropped last week on Friday, and that's that the new Tesla Model Y Juniper refresh was unveiled in China less than a day after uncamouflaged photos of the vehicles leaked online. This is super critical for Tesla because, as Fred wrote earlier this month, can the Model Y refresh ignite Tesla's growth? Tesla obviously down in Europe, down in the US, a lot of questions about whether or not there was pent-up demand for the update, which remains to be seen. But so far, early indicators are that, yeah, this is going to be a big seller. Tesla received 50,000 orders for the new Model Y on its first day, according to a report from China. The update received mixed reviews as the updated design was not as well received as the Model 3's recent design refresh, and the specs and feature upgrades are basically in line with the Model 3. But Tesla has reportedly received a significant number of orders for the updated EVs. According to several reports from Chinese bloggers claiming to have information coming from Tesla salespeople, the automaker secured 50,000 Model Y orders on the first day of the design refresh unveiling. It's hard to assess how significant this is for Tesla. The automaker delivered 480,000 Model Ys in China in 2024, up about 5% year over year. 50,000 units would therefore represent just over a month of orders on a single day, but the design refresh was anticipated for about a year. So there's a question of whether this was pent-up demand as people waited for the update to order. It's also worth noting that one of the sources claimed that Tesla's guiding that new orders being placed now won't be delivered until April or May, which was used as evidence supporting the number of orders. Now, that's good news for Tesla, but that's not the only Tesla news that we have to talk about today. The Tesla Cybertruck is getting a $10,000 solar panel wrap that gives it more range. This is an aftermarket solar panel wrap that Fred Lambert's writing about here, and he asks at $10,000, is it worth it? It's made by California's Sunflare Solar. They're a developer of flexible solar panels, and they can be used as a wrap. They claim to have wrapped the entire Cybertruck to produce 1.5 kilowatts of solar power. For the area, that is a fairly small amount of power, but could technically add a similar amount of range, about 15 miles, as Musk claimed the solar tonneau cover would. The entire Cybertruck solar wrap costs about $10,000 and comes with a 5-kilowatt battery inverter to send energy back to the truck. Now, there's a lot to be said about this. You could argue whether or not wrapping a durable stainless steel body in relatively fragile solar panels makes sense. You could also argue that that stainless steel body isn't nearly as durable as we all thought it was going to be. But I think this is cool. I think it looks great. I've seen much more questionable wraps on these cars that probably cost $3,000 to $5,000 on its own. So this is actually giving you a little bit of value. And hey, it's not taking up a third of the bed like that ridiculous range extender is. Now, one company that is definitely not ridiculous is Tesla's main rival globally, that is BYD. And their new Han L EV just leaked in China, and according to Peter Johnson, it is a monster as a Tesla Model S plaid challenger. BYD's new electric sedan appeared in China's latest Ministry of Industry and Information Tech filing, a catalog of new vehicles that will soon be sold. The filing revealed four versions, including two EV and two hybrid models. The Han L EV will be available in single and dual motor configurations with a peak power output of 770 horsepower. The single motor packs more power than expected as well. BYD's dual motor Han L gains an additional 308 horsepower front-mounted motor. As CNEV Post pointed out, the vehicle's back badge has a 2.7S, which suggests 0 to 100 kilometers an hour or 0 to 60 in just about 2.7 seconds. To put that into perspective, the Tesla Model S Plaid can go from 0 to 100 in 2.1 seconds. In China, the Model S Plaid starts at about $110,000. BYD already sells the Han EV in China starting at about 200,000 RMB. However, the single front motor with a peak power of 180 kilowatts is much less potent than the L model. The Han EV can accelerate from 0 to 100 in 7.9 seconds. Again, not the only news for BYD either. BYD has beaten Toyota in EV sales on Toyota's home turf of Japan in 2024. BYD introduced its first electric vehicle in Japan in early 2023, the Atto 3. Starting at around $30,000, this SUV competes with popular domestic cars like the Toyota RAV4 and Honda CR-V. It also rivals other EVs on the market like the Toyota bZ4X and Nissan Ariya. In its first full sales year, BYD already outsold Toyota EVs in Japan, and this accomplishment is made even more impressive since Toyota has historically dominated sales in its home market. BYD's EV sales were up 54% in 24 compared to 2023, while Toyota's slipped more than 30% year over year. Since launching in 2023, BYD has announced several top-selling models, including the Dolphin hatchback and Seal sedan. Now, finally, we like to close off these shows talking about the environment, talking about sustainability, talking about energy, and today is no different. This is a long-duration compressed air energy storage project that just got $1.76 billion loan from the Department of Energy. Hydrostator's GEM ACAS has received a conditional loan guarantee of up to $1.76 billion from the U.S. Department of Energy to build out the Willow Rock Energy Storage Center, a cutting-edge compressed air energy storage system in eastern Kern County, California. If everything goes as planned, Willow Rock will bring 500 megawatts and 4,000 megawatt hours of long-duration energy storage to the Southern California power grid. This system will lower energy costs, improve grid reliability during peak demand, and expand the rollout of renewable energy into the grid. Here's how it works and why it's unique. Traditional compressed air energy storage technology is all about storing energy for later use, especially when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. It works by taking surplus energy, often from renewable sources like solar or wind, and using it to compress air, which is stored in underground caverns. When the grid needs power, the compressed air is released, passing through a turbine that generates electricity. Willow Rock will be able to dispatch stored energy at full power for over 8-hour periods. Unlike conventional batteries, compressed air energy storage can scale up based on the size of the storage system and doesn't rely on scarce critical materials. It's durable too. Systems like Willow Rock are designed to last more than 50 years. Traditional CAES systems face two big challenges, however: wasted heat and inconsistent power output. Willow's advanced CAES technology solves these problems with thermal energy capture. Willow Rock pairs a proprietary thermal storage system with its process so it captures, stores, and reuses heat from the compression cycle. That also gives it constant pressure. Traditional systems lose efficiency as underground pressure drops, but Willow Rock maintains consistent pressure by using water from an above-ground reservoir. As a bonus, the facility will be a net producer of fresh water, as water condensed during the compression process will be captured and reused. The innovative design means AK systems can be installed in a greater variety of underground conditions. An estimated 80% of U.S. geology could support similar systems, opening the door for wide deployment. That's all we've got for today, January 13th. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's.